Hello, friends. For those of you dear listeners in the New York City area, we've got to tell you about a super special two-night run of live performances coming up this week. It's our return to the historic Morris Jumel Mansion, the oldest residence in Manhattan. We'll be conjuring the spirits of two formidable women in a house known to have had its share of bumps in the night. The show is called Did You Hear Her Voice? Eliza Jumel and Nellie Bly, Grand Dames and the Mysteries of Old New York. If you want to get into the Halloween spirit, we'll be telling our original ghost stories and summoning the spirits in a historical house. You must join us. Friday, October 18th and Saturday, October 19th at 8 p.m. Don't miss it. Get your tickets now at morrisjumel.org, from our Facebook page, or via the links on our website. Now, let's go on to our third installment from our series, Trapped: Tales of Body Horror and Betrayal. The following story, Sense of Touch, was taped live in New York City on June 30th, 2019.
Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Amen.
Sir, your daughter.
There, child. There.
Miss Alice, come on, let's... Sir, perhaps if you could come help her.
My wife is dead, Barnes. Let me grieve.
Mama! Alice?
Oh, my God, she's fainted.
Alice? Alice! My girl, no, not you two.
Your sister will be just fine, Evie.
Dr. Bell, my Alice, I can't lose her.
Her heart rate is off the charts, and she's burning up. What happened?
She just started breathing so fast.
No.
Alice? I'm not getting a pulse.
Evie, come back here.
I love you. Evie?
Why? Why? Her pulse is back to normal, and her fever's completely gone.
My girl. Oh, my sweet girl.
I've never seen this before in my life.
Come, Evie. Let's go. Let's give her some room.
No!
Evie! Come back here, please. Put your hand on her sister's head. Put your hand on your sister's. Wait. That's it.
Evie, you came back.
Yes. I've heard about this.
What's happening?
It's the rarest manifestation of grief. Her body cannot function without the touch of someone kin to her.
But for how long?
Keep holding her hand, Evie. Good girl.
Let's play horses.
Again?
You're the horse and I'm your trainer.
Oh, you're always the trainer.
I'm the oldest.
Fine.
Come on, neigh.
Neigh!
Now stomp.
Neigh!
Now gallop. Come on, Evie, keep up.
Your legs are longer. Wait, Alice, I can't.
You have to.
I can't.
Evie. I've told you a million times.
She let go of me. I couldn't. I've got her now.
Evie. You awake?
Yeah.
Sorry. About today, I mean. You talked in your sleep last night.
I did?
I pulled on our night bracelet and you still didn't wake up.
What did I say?
Something about Tom and fish.
Wait, I remember. I had a cat.
Oh, I hate cats. You weren't there.
Oh.
Was it a nice dream?
Oh, yes. His fur was so soft. I picked him up and I cuddled him like a baby.
That's weird.
You're weird. Stop. Do you remember your dreams?
Sometimes. There's one where I fly.
Where do you go?
Paris.
Oh, like in Barnes' encyclopedia.
We sit at the top of the Eiffel Tower and eat chocolate together. You're always there.
Now, please open to page 210.
Geometry again? This is so boring.
I rather like geometry.
It's the final course before you can graduate.
Finally, I can be done with all of this.
Miss Evie will be graduating as well.
Really, Barnes? I passed the exams?
Yes, miss.
Wait, she can't. She's only 20.
Alice, we've studied all the same things together since we were children.
Barnes, you cannot allow this to happen.
Why are you being like this?
You're always rubbing in my face that you're so much smarter than me.
What?
Miss Evie, Miss Alice, please.
You stay up reading when I just want to sleep.
I draw the curtain.
Your heartbeat is distracting. It's too fast.
I like reading.
You're just showing off.
Miss Evie, Miss Alice, that is enough. Page 210. Good morning, Miss Alice, Miss Evie. I've a rather interesting request.
What is it?
There's a man outside asking to speak to you.
A man?
He's heard about your condition, and he'd like to ask you some questions about it.
Like an interview?
Exactly that, miss.
But why does he need to know?
Might I suggest that you ask him that, miss?
All right. Well, send him in.
Oh, right this way, sir. I'll leave you to it.
Thanks, Mr. Barnes. Hello, ladies. It's an honor to meet the two of you.
Who are you? Why are you here?
Oh, wait. Let me get my notebook out here. Which one of you is Alice and which is Evelyn?
I go by Evie.
All right. Alice, I'm a journalist. Do you know what that is?
We're not idiots.
Mr. Barnes teaches us, and we read the papers.
Oh, wonderful. Maybe you've read some of my work. Jimmy Rowan? Okay, that's fine.
You still haven't answered my question.
I've heard about you. The conjoined twins. It's a fascinating thing to think about.
We're not twins.
And we're not conjoined.
Not twins.
We're sisters. Alice has a condition.
If Evie lets go of me, I'll die.
Oh, wow. Okay. What's the name of the condition?
Well, there's no name for it. Dr. Bell diagnosed me when I was 9. It's very rare, you know.
Very rare.
Are you married?
Me? No.
Why not? You're very attractive.
Alice, leave the man alone.
Oh, that's all right.
Mr. Rowan, why do you want to write about us? We're not very interesting.
You must not have much freedom or much privacy with your situation. Well, I heard about you, and I couldn't stop thinking about that. And I guess you don't get out that much. So I wanted to give you a chance to tell people about what it's like. Through me, I mean.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. Well, I...
Wait, Alice. Mr. Rowan.
Jimmy.
Mr. Rowan, I'd like to see all of your previous articles first and some letters of reference.
Certainly, Miss Cook.
Come back with those and we'll see.
I like your style, Miss Cook. I'll be back and then you won't be able to get rid of me. Hey again, you too.
Shh, Jimmy. Alice is napping.
Oh, sorry.
It's all right. She's under the weather. When she's like this, not much can move her. It's been nice having you come around these past few weeks.
You know, I think your father really believes I'm Barnes's cousin.
Oh, he'd never let you in otherwise. He's so...
So what?
Overprotective, I suppose. Ever since Mother died, he's worried we'll die too. Well, that Alice will.
And what about you?
I'm a threat to Alice. If I let go...
I see. You know, I have a good friend. A doctor. He thinks there is no condition.
What?
He scoured the literature. He's found nothing even close to what you've described.
So we're the only ones?
I don't think it's real.
But... That can't be.
I know it's a lot to think about.
Well, I don't know what to say.
Evie, I've never met anyone like you. You're patient. You're kind. You'd never do anything to hurt your sister. I know that. But you deserve a life outside of all this.
I can't.
Just let me at least bring him in to meet you for a second opinion. Please?
All right. Mm. Oh, Jimmy!
I'm so sorry, I just...
Do it again. Evie? Remember when you used to talk in your sleep?
No.
Really?
How could I remember if I was sleeping?
Hey, watch the night bracelet.
Oh, sorry. Hey, what do you think of Jimmy?
I don't think much about him.
Oh, come on. Remember when he first met us?
What about it?
You told him he was very attractive.
I didn't know how to talk to men, all right? I'm a little embarrassed.
You shouldn't be. He understands.
Understands us, you mean?
Yeah.
How on earth could he?
He's trying. He listens. I can tell he really listens. He gets this look on his face.
A look on his face?
What?
Well, it's stupid of him to even try.
Why don't you like him? He's trying to help us. He's bringing in that doctor.
I don't... He's fine, Evie, okay?
Okay.
Hey, I love you.
I love you too.
Sleep well, Evie.
All right. Now just breathe in deep one time for me, Miss Alice. And out. Good. Can you describe for me what it felt like when your sister let you go?
Like, something was pressing on my chest. I couldn't breathe.
Anything else?
I don't remember. That was years ago now.
I understand. I'm going to examine your hands now. Don't worry. I'll be very careful.
Oh, that's cold.
All right. That's all for the exam.
And?
Jimmy, perhaps you should leave.
He can stay.
Dr. Levinson, what's wrong with us?
Nothing, my dear. As far as I can tell, your Dr. Bell was operating off an incorrect assumption for all these years.
But I stopped breathing.
I believe you had a panic attack, and that your sister happened to be able to bring you back from it.
But, well, it kept happening.
Your body was reacting in a completely understandable way. You'd been told losing your sister's touch would be fatal. That would terrify anyone, but there's no evidence to show it.
Is this true? Oh my God! Alice, do you know what this means?
You're wrong.
What?
You're wrong. I have a condition.
Alice, we're trying to help you.
You're trying to kill me. Life would be so much easier, wouldn't it? Help!
Stop it!
Alice! What?
Who are you?
Sir, I can explain.
Father, these men are trying to kill me.
Oh, Mr. Cook, nothing could be further from the truth.
Sir.
Silence!
I'm a licensed medical doctor.
Silence! Barnes, how did they get into the girl's room?
I allowed it, sir. Please let me explain.
Pack your bags, Barnes.
Daddy!
As for you two, I want you gone now.
Thank you, Father.
I'm calling Dr. Bell immediately.
Sir, I wanted to talk to you about Dr. Bell.
Out! I never want to see the three of you again.
No!
You were in on this, weren't you?
They're trying to help us.
I'm going to have Dr. Bell fix up when he arrives. Maybe you'll finally see some sense.
Alice? I can't move. Help! Help!
It's not going to work.
Oh my God, are you all right? Where are we? It's so dark.
Dr. Bell's office.
But why?
He's going to join us, sister.
Join us for what?
No, join us. Just a few quick stitches. He told Father and me all about it. They'll heal up nicely, and then... No more night bracelets.
Oh, my God. No.
Don't you want me to live?
You would live, Alice. Didn't you listen to anything that doctor said?
He lied. He told us whatever Jimmy wanted him to.
He studies medicine.
Jimmy just wants to do whatever men do with girls like you. I heard you kissing. I heard you.
You're a coward.
You're a loose woman.
I hate you.
I'm your sister.
I wish I never had a sister.
You don't mean that. Do you?
I don't want to talk anymore.
Evie. Hey, this won't be so bad, okay? He said it'd be quick. He'd give us something for the pain. Evie, talk to me. Look at me, please. Please.
Leave me alone. Just go to sleep.
Miss Evie.
Barnes, what are you?
Are you all right? They haven't...
No, I'm fine. Just, I've got my hands and feet in cuffs. I can't move.
Jimmy is outside. Haven't the slightest how he found these, but here goes.
Oh.
Evie, is that you?
Shh. Alice, it's all right. Just go back to sleep.
I had a nightmare. Dr. Bell was there, and...
Evie, go!
Don't you dare let go of
Alice,
me!
Alice, please!
Go now!
I'm so sorry!
Evie! Evie! Evie!
Mama!
Under my skin. that comes in the night and repeats in my ear. Don't you know, little fool, you never can win. Use your mentality. Wake up to reality. But each time I do, just a thought of you makes me stop before I begin. 'Cause I've got you, I've got you under my skin.
Sense of Touch. The cast featured in this episode include Michael Pate as Robert Barnes, David Linton as David Cook, Casey LaForest as Evie Cook, Eric Davey Gisleson as Dr. Eric Bell, James Reeser as Jimmy Rowan, Alan LaForest as Dr. Aaron Levinson, and the part of Alice Cook was played by me, Ali Silva. The song I've Got You Under My Skin, written by Cole Porter, was performed by Martina Da Silva, accompanied by Nico Slater. Sense of Touch was written by Gabriela Miarez and directed by Holly Payne Strange. Our live show and podcast are produced by Gustavo Rodriguez and me for Fireside Mystery Productions. Our musical score for this show was improvised and performed by Steve Blanco. Our sound effects designer and engineer is Greg Russ. Technical director at the Slipper Room is Johnny Goddard. Our production assistant is Brontes Shane Orengo. Jason Graves composed our theme music, and I manage our audio post-production. Dearest listeners, you may think you've heard everything FMT has to offer, but there's more. And more comes in the form of the Patreon playlet, lovingly crafted mini episodes of bonus content. We give our Patreon patrons at the $5 or more per month level a new and delightfully exclusive playlet each month. From this current series, we have a special bonus called Save the Body. We feel it's a most worthy reward for your patronage, and it's your patronage that can help us to keep doing what we do. For as little as a dollar or two or more a month, you can provide vital support to FMT, and there are all sorts of special perks for all different monthly sustainer levels. Check them out and consider becoming an FMT Patreon patron today by going to patreon.com/firesidemysterytheater, or just follow the link from our website. As ever, we are so grateful for any support you give to help us keep the embers of our fireside flickering. We know that as a podcast listener, you've heard the call many times for a kind rating and review on Apple Podcasts. But it really is a lovely way to support your favorite audio creators without spending a penny. So we hope you will. And many thanks to those who have already. Our all-new season of live shows for Fireside Mystery Theater is already in full swing. Can you believe it's our fifth season? As I mentioned at the top of this episode, we have a special two-night run of live performances this week when we return to the historic Morris Jumel Mansion, the oldest residence in Manhattan. Come to one of New York City's most fascinating sights to experience one of New York City's most fascinating shows. It's called Did You Hear Her Voice? Eliza Jumel and Nellie Bly, Grand Dames and the Mysteries of Old New York. Friday, October 18th and Saturday, October 19th at 8 p.m. Two evenings of spooky historical fiction, perfectly tuned for the Halloween season. Get your tickets at morrisjumel.org from our Facebook page or via the links on our website. Speaking of Halloween, our buddy James Scully has some seasonal delight and fright for you in one of his latest episodes of Breaking Walls, the podcast on the history of American dramatic radio. We urge you to get into the spirit of All Hallows' Eve and listen to episode 96, Halloween on the Air. Go trick-or-treating with the greats of the golden age of radio. The terror is on the air and the spirits are in the streets. You'll always hear something fascinating on the Breaking Walls podcast. Find it where you're listening right now or at thewallbreakers.com. What happens when you know something is really wrong with your body, but the people you go to for help don't believe you? Keep an eye on our feed for Fireside Mystery Theater's next thriller, Inside Knowledge. Exercise, good sleep, and a healthy diet are all supposed to do a body good. But there's no doubt, so does a reminder to mind the shadows.